The guitarist Carlos Santana has been a hit maker since the late 1960s. But in 1972, his brother Jorge was in a band that hit the pop charts as well. This is Malo with their song Suavecito. It cracked the top 20, but the band was never able to enjoy that same success again. Felix Contreras from NPR Music wants us to hear more Malo. That's the band he chose for our series One Hit Wonders Second Best Songs.
Malo was part of a Latin rock movement in the early 70s that included, of course, Santana, but there were other bands like El Chicano, Azteca, and even War that were combining rock and roll and Latin influences. Suavecito was the breakout hit on the first album, principally because it was so radio-friendly. It was in English, and it really dug deep into the whole Latin soul thing that was going on in the early 70s. I've always thought that the band Malo really reached their potential, really struck at what they were all about on their second album. It's called Malo Dos. The track Momo Tombo, I think, is a perfect example from that album and that time. This band was musically more sophisticated than some of the other bands that were out there at the time. The interplay between the rock and the Afro-Caribbean was more organic, was less clumsy. The horn arrangements reflected some of the music that was going on with the band Chicago and even Tower of Power. Of course, Santana is the only survivor of that brief early 1970s Latin rock music, and deservedly so. But there's room for other bands as we look back at the legacy. They were all different. They all had different approaches to that cross-pollinization. Most of them broke up or they fell apart. But in 1972, Malo Dos and Momo Tombo was absolutely the best thing out there.
That was Felix Contreras. He hosts the Alt Latino podcast for NPR Music. Malo's song, Momo Tombo, is his pick for our series, One Hit Wonder's Second Best Songs.